KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Glad to have you here. Have you heard? More than 36 people in King County have been infected with norovirus in the last couple of months. Norovirus. If you had it, you know. Vomiting, diarrhea, stomach cramps, and the culprit is raw oysters. Public Health Seattle and King County has linked the norovirus outbreak to multiple restaurants serving oysters. And even though most oysters out there are clean, public health officials recommend caution. Dr. Joth Davis is a marine biologist, and he's also the owner of the Baywater Shellfish Company on Bainbridge Island. In his 27 years of growing oysters, he says this is the worst outbreak he's ever seen.
We're very concerned about it because norovirus is one of the things that's come up recently that we really haven't had a whole lot of experience with here in the Puget Sound. So it's troubling. I know that they've had some norovirus up in British Columbia waters this winter. It's actually a situation that occurs during the colder months of the year. Typically, norovirus tends to be found in colder water. And it's just there as a result of mainly septic pollution, runoff from the land, and the shellfish essentially filter the particles out and they concentrate in their tissues and they can potentially make people sick if those oysters or other shellfish are eaten raw. And so that's the essence of the problem.
What part of Puget Sound? Where are these contaminated oysters coming from?
The contaminated oysters are coming from, I know that there's some implications up in the Samish Bay area. I'm not aware of the location of other specific hotspots.
Well, what about off near Discovery Park? The West Point treatment plant's been spilling raw sewage into the water there since February.
You're absolutely right. It's an extremely troubling thing. And I know that there's been an enormous amount of work by Metro to get things squared away over there. But the fact remains is that you're absolutely right. There's a lot of untreated sewage going into Puget Sound, and it can't help but be potentially a contributor to the problem.
You grow your oysters in Hood Canal. Can you certify those as not being contaminated?
Well, that's actually something I'm looking at right now. We have not been implicated in any norovirus issues yet, but we're super concerned. And actually, I've been doing some research in the last few days trying to see just how we can be tested specifically to make sure that we're not in an area where norovirus is present. So it's something I'm actually working on diligently right now. The last thing I want to do, or any industry member of the shellfish industry in the state of Washington, is to get anyone sick. And so it's really a very important issue to address very effectively.
My understanding is that you cannot certify oysters as being okay to eat. So basically, you just have to wait and hope you don't get a report of contamination?
That's the current situation. It's not been an issue here until very recently. And so we're grappling with the issue as an industry. So but you're absolutely right. At the moment, there is no preemptive way of knowing whether you have norovirus in the waters where you're growing your shellfish.
I love raw oysters. What am I supposed to do? Do I eat them? Only certain places?
I think, it's a good question. I'm grappling with that myself. I think that the very best thing to do would be right now. I mean, if you cook your oysters 140 degrees and higher, you're going to be fine. I don't believe that this is going to be a long-lived problem. That's the case for most places in the world. And as I said, we're all more or less blindsided by this. And I'm very concerned about it and doing everything we can to resolve it. But as far as the oyster eating public is concerned, I think the very best thing is to monitor the Department of Health, because they're monitoring specific parts of Puget Sound where there are reported issues. And I think that's the very best we can do at the moment.
And remember that if you do get norovirus, you're contagious for days after you recover.
I believe that is the case. I have not had norovirus, nor do I want it, but I am aware that it's highly contagious. So yeah, you want to be real careful there.
By summertime, when the tourists are here, not an issue, norovirus?
I sure hope not. And again, I think it's important, the need for us to be really vigilant and careful about what's going onto the land and into the water. It all goes downstream. So I think that's the biggest lesson here, is that we need to be really careful And about monitoring runoff, but agriculturally, and for human sewage issues. It's not the greatest topic to discuss, but it's a super important one.
That's at lunchtime, Dr. Joth Davis, a marine biologist and owner of the Baywater Shellfish Company on Bainbridge, telling you about the norovirus outbreak from raw oysters in King County. If you want to learn more about norovirus, maybe wait until after lunch and then check out the link that we're tweeting right now. That's at KUOW.